This portion of the Cliff Notes podcast is brought to you by Tolly & Associates, Little Caesars of St. Joseph, John Anderson Insurance, Meyerhofer Funeral Home and Crematory, Miljavik Electric, Musser Construction, Greg Kastner, voice of the Bishop of Blonde Golden Eagles and the St. Joseph Mustangs, Brent and Angie Lawson, Travis and Amber DeBoard, Jason and Mary Watkins, Matt and Jenny Busby, Brian and Rebecca Viertaler, Fruit and Thaw Primary Care, The Michelle Cook Group, Russell Book and Bookball 365, Beast Tees and Embroidery, Janelle Glidewell of Lightstar Financial, KT Logistics LLC, Hicks and Klein Funeral Home, James L. Griffin Law Firm of Maysville, Toby Prusman of Premier Land and Auction Group, Barnes Roofing, the St. Joseph School District, Patrick Lyle Insurance, Cintas, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill, HK Quality Sheet Metal, Redmond Farms in Maysville, Robin Stacia Studer, Jeff and Michelle Zeit, Melissa Wynn, Gabe Edgar, and Daisy Fresh, NMLS 244215. Thank you guys all for your support and patronage to the Cliff Notes Podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody to the Cliff Notes Podcast. I'm your host, Clifton Grooms. It is a special edition of the podcast as we are going to do a quick preview of this weekend's Missouri State Swimming Meet, which is taking place at the St. Peter's Recplex in St. Peter's, Missouri. That will be taking place Thursday through Saturday for classes 1 and 2. So we're going to go ahead and preview our local swimming teams. We only have two in Northwest Missouri. First, we're going to preview the Central Indians as they send four swimmers to the state meet this weekend. All four of these boys have been to state before, as juniors Kenyon Larkin and Alex Patterson are both making it for their third time, while sophomores Christian Field and Andrew Bird are making it for their second time. So here are the results, here are the events that all four of these kids will be participating in. And the 200-meter medley relay, all four of those kids will be participating in that. Christian Field will be participating in the 200 freestyle and the 500 freestyle, while Kenyon Larkin will be participating in the 100 butterfly and 100 breaststroke. Alex Patterson will be participating in the 100 freestyle, while all four of the participants will participate in the 200 freestyle relay. We had a short interview with all four of those guys, which we will play for you here right now. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are here on the Cliff Notes Podcast. We are preparing for class 1 and 2 state swimming coming up this weekend. We are here with the state qualifiers of the Central Indian Swim Team. Gentlemen, I just want to ask each one of you guys, just multiple time state qualifiers, just how does it feel to get back?
It feels pretty good, you know, start of a new season. Getting back in shape.
I'm feeling great to know that we can improve year by year and make something happen every year.
I'm grateful to go back.
I'm excited for this new season. The new class holds a lot of new competition, and I'm ready to compete with them.
So definitely being here last year, you know, what do each of you feel like? You know, obviously the goal is to medal, even gold medal at state, you know. But what do you feel like, you know, each one of you guys individually and as a team, what do you guys, each one of you, want to improve on from last season?
I think definitely improving times is for sure, but also like a team mentality and keeping everyone up to speed so everyone can PR, I think that would be great.
I also agree there. I feel like individually last year we were a little sore, and this year I feel like the team effort, the relays, and the individuals, we've just improved so much, and we're very thankful for each other.
I think one thing I could look on back season is getting in the right mindset and watching everyone support each other, and watching everyone else do well in their events is very motivating.
Well, gentlemen, I want to congratulate each and every one of you for qualifying for state swimming. Thank you guys for taking the time to join me. I know you guys have been busy with preparation, so thank you guys for joining me, and good luck to each one of you guys as you guys make the trip to state.
Thank you, Cliff. Go Indians.
A huge thank you to all four of those boys. Again, congratulations on making the trip to state. Now, we also have the Savannah Savage swim team, who are sending 6 members and 5 qualifiers and 1 alternate to state coming up this weekend, as Abram Marinchek is competing for his 2nd time. Isaiah Compton and Noah Gold are participating for their 3rd time. Xander Rogers and Owen Marinchek are participating for their 2nd time, while Zachariah Compton will be participating for his 1st time as an alternate in case if one of the boys cannot swim. Here are the events that those kids will be participating in the 200-yard medley relay. Noah Gould, Isaiah Compton, Owen Marinchek, and Abram Marinchek are in the 200-yard medley relay. Isaiah Compton, Xander Rogers, Owen, and Abram Marinchek are in the 200-yard freestyle relay, while the Marinchek's Isaiah Compton and Noah Gould are in the 400-yard freestyle relay. Now, Noah Gould will be in a couple of individual events as well. He will be participating in the 100-yard butterfly and the 100-yard backstroke, while Isaiah Compton will be participating in the 100-yard breaststroke. Again, all those guys are busy, preparation, you know, trying to get their times right and all that stuff. All of them took time to join me on the podcast to discuss their thoughts on making the trip to state and goals on bringing home the gold. So, gentlemen, just talk about, you know, just the feelings. You know, most of you guys have been here before. You know, obviously the goal was to get back to this point. So I'll have each one of you guys just talk about what it means to each one of you individually to get back to state.
Going back to state to me is, it's just really exciting to get back and swim with all these guys that we worked so hard this season just to make it to this point.
See here, this is a great group of guys, and every meet is fun with them, but state, it's just a different environment and a different feeling to race in, and we all love it. It's hype, and it's just a great time.
Now, last year, I was the alternate, and I worked super hard to get here to race this year to go to state, and it's awesome.
Yeah, just like they were saying before, state's so different from every other meet you have in the season, and just to bring a group of guys to go is enough to say itself. You know, like, we're going to go in, and we're going to have goals. We've set goals for our team and each other as a whole, and we're just gonna have fun and hope for the best.
Yeah, we worked all season, and I'm ready to see it pay off at state, you know.
It's my first time, so I'm excited to see the environment and make a lot of new memories.
So I'll shift this to either one of you 5 here. You know, Zachariah's first time, you know, going to state. You know, you guys have been under the lights before. So, you know, what kind of advice do you give to him in this kind of a situation to kind of ease the nerves a little bit, kind of ease the nervousness for the first time him being there?
I mean, really, easing your nerves is probably one of the hardest things you can do in the sport of swimming. I've been swimming for 12 years, and nerves still get to me at every big meet. So really, like, if you're a first time, your first year, just go and go in with an open mind and just kind of, you know, inspect other swimmers and look for next year or future years if you're an underclassman. Just kind of go in with an open mind and be ready for anything.
And I'll go to any of you guys as far as this as well. You know, the Savannah swimming program has been a very consistent program, whether it's with the whether it's with the boys or whether it's with the girls. It seems like, you know, there's multiple medalists, even state champions, that come out of this program, you know, for years. It's just, what is it about this coaching staff and this program, and just what makes this program just keep rolling?
So in small town Savannah, I mean, a lot of us probably don't see us as swimmers and look to other things in our school, but deep down, swim is more like a family than a team, and it's just about pushing each other individually to meet your goals and meet the team's goals. And we have the best coach in the world, Tammy Kime. We really couldn't do any of this without her, and all props go to her.
So you guys talked about the family, the family atmosphere. I've been around you guys, you know, several times. You know, it's a different atmosphere as far as, you know, swimming. Swimming's a brotherhood, sisterhood. I mean, just talk about the family atmosphere, you know, at this program, and just what all of you guys mean to each other.
So as a family, we just kind of, like, we hang out a lot, do a lot of team dinners and stuff, and we'll go places. Like, after meets, we'll go eat most of the time and just hang out as just a one big group.
These are these guys are my closest friends. You know, we do so much within state or within swim and outside of swim, you know, during the season and outside of the season. You know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
So, gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for joining me. Again, congratulations on all of you making it to state. And thank you guys so much for taking the time to join me. And good luck to you guys this weekend as you guys make the trek, the journey to state.
Thank you.
Alrighty, always great to hear from the Savannah swim team. Again, congratulations to all of you guys for qualifying for state. And a huge thank you to both the Central and the Savannah swimming team for taking time to come on the podcast this week. Again, both teams will be swimming this weekend at state in St. Peter's, Missouri. Savannah will be swimming Thursday and Friday, while Central will be swimming Friday and Saturday. We will keep you updated on the results throughout the weekend on the Cliff Notes podcast social media pages. And on the weekend edition of the Post-it Notes, we will make sure we will post all of the updates and final results throughout the weekend at state swimming. Again, thank you so much for listening. We will be back tomorrow night for the week 12 high school football pregame show. A lot of classes are in district play. Coming up this weekend, we will preview all of the district championships as well as the Class 1 semifinals and a couple teams in Kansas still playing on for their chance to play for a state championship. Again, thank you guys so much, and we will see you guys back here tomorrow night.